Hello and welcome to BO Cast Episode 2. I am Electric, along with my co-host,
Camel, and we've got a special guest today, straight from Ohio. We've got Swaholi in the house.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
I know Swaholi from his badass BL movies, and he's done a lot of cool shit. He has a very funny little show where he reviews stuff, and he's just a cool guy all around. Swaholi, we've got you on the podcast today. We're going to talk about what's going on.
Been on Blockland for fucking 7 years now.
This guy's a fucking veteran.
I think I know what I'm talking about.
He thinks he knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
I think I can do it, Bob. I think I can answer the question for you.
How long have you been playing Blockland?
It's been about 7 years.
Were you like Bob Barker or something?
And a
like,
new car! Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to
say. Yeah! Wait, speaking about The Price is Right.
Oh, God.
No.
Let's play it right now, guys. Okay, so I'm going to do the Plinko. All right, so this is audio only, so you're going to have to listen to it clink and tell me where it lands.
I'm ready.
I don't have Plinko.
Let's do it a Plinko machine. All right, let's go to the fucking seg. All
right.
Are you ready? Why would you tell me you had a Plinko machine and not? Why would you just go...
It's still going. It wasn't even a joke. It was like after we're stopped rolling, he's just like, oh my god, why didn't you tell me?
You could win this tea kettle.
You can win a brand new Ford Fusion. The 2012 model. Not really brand new, kind of brand new.
It's got some scuffs inside, but it...
There's a coffee stain. I might have jizzed in the tailpipe. Don't question.
I might have stuck my daughter's dead corpse in the back, but that's your problem.
That smelled not my dead dog.
So Blocklander of the Year. The voting started about 3 days ago, and we've already had two polls. The first poll, Rotondo and Felipe were the winners. Rotondo with 25 mm-hmm. votes, and Felipe with 23 votes. The second poll, we had... Wrapper Up swept the poll with 48 votes, and the closest one was Jario with 16 votes. So I guess you could say he wrappered up that vote, that poll.
Oh, good. So
I just want to say about the block under you, though. I just want to say right now, as of now, 14 votes for yours truly leading the polls, but Sir Duble and Hotdot and Bad Spot are catching up quick, so let's try to reel that in, guys. You know,
yeah. Last year I did place fourth. Vote for Sir Duble.
No.
Yeah.
Obviously, vote for Newspeed.
Vote for
me. A great former. Vote for Swaholi. Hey, yes. Guess
I'm not
who
even
I vote.
On the damn thing.
Swahili 2014.
Swahili 2014, baby.
Let me see if I can find the thing I made from like 2017. The first ever Blocklander award. I actually made the logo. And they didn't even vote for me then.
Made the logo, they didn't vote for you, it's fucked up.
I know! Now I'm like going through my old photo book and I'm having nostalgia feels, it hurts. I found it. Blockland Awards 2007, I made that, I wasn't even considered.
Oh yeah, the Blockies, right?
And they had, whatever the hell they were called. They've done this for years now.
How did no one vote? That's a great ass looking logo. That's messed up.
That's not even my best work, because I literally made that, you know, 7 years ago. So
it's Blockland. Nothing here is our best.
The biggest thing that I've noticed about at least myself is that every time I went and did something related to Blockland, I always put too much effort into it, and then everyone would be like, "Dude, it's just Blockland. You don't have to." But I'm like, "But I gotta make it good, guys." And they're like, "No."
Well, that's a good thing. Like. All my friends make fun of me for Blockland because I've been here for so fucking long. Like, the forums are so, like, I talk about shit from there, but I don't say Blockland forums. I always say the forums, as if I'm going to the town hall or some shit, because I don't want, because you can't preface anything serious. Like, you can't say, hey guys, I heard some cool stuff on the Blockland forums, because they'll say, like, what? No, didn't hear anything cool on the Blockland forums.
Sounds like my grandma would go on that site. What are you talking about?
I always be like, some guy from the forums was talking about this crazy thing, and they're like, really, what forums? And I'm like, information.net, obviously.
I know, when you're
like... going through my entire photo book, and I'm like, oh, look at all this stuff from back then in the day.
When you're like 20...
Oh, here, you guys want...
And you're talking
what?
About... a fucking game called Blockland. It's like, why are you still there?
Ooh, you want to see? Here's something exclusive to just you guys. Here's some stuff from back when we were still working on the original Block Wars. You can even see it. R2-D2 isn't even fully textured yet in that picture. That is back. That is an exclusive behind-the-scenes photos that you guys are receiving right now.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Back in the day.
This will be good for the podcast.
We're recording, right?
Yeah, we are.
Are we too recording?
Bad. Yeah. Too bad it's not a visual medium. Otherwise, you know, everyone at home is just like, hey, why can't I see this?
Yeah, I got a Plinko machine.
We can cut a little bit. Don't worry.
How's that?
We're stellar right now.
How's that Plinko machine coming along? I'm still disappointed.
I'm going to find Plinko machine sounds now and just play them every once in a while.
Yeah, I just feel like...
Hey, you won! And just like you're in the middle of
my number come up?
Hey, you won.
I just imagine, what if there's an underground Plinko ring and, like, you just walk in there, everyone's, like, fucking, like, they're all on heroin, and then you, like, go to the back room, and it's this Plinko machine just covered in piss and blood, and they're like, spin the wheel, and it's, oh, you got seven, odd numbers mean death. Fucking shoot you in the head with a shotgun.
Talk about Plinko. Nobody talks about Plinko.
Don't tell John about Plinko. He had some terrible experiences back in Nam.
Oh, shit. I just found a giant collection of all these users' avatars that I put Santa hats on and snow. Hey. Some of them I made GIFs so that they'd have snow on them.
That's great. Guys, this last couple of days, we were attacked.
Yes.
By a foe unknown. Well, known now as one and only BDX under the alias GoodSpot. Which is a terrible name.
No, I think it's pretty good.
Good spot.
Good spot. Oh!
Yeah. Oh, good spot. But he trolled us hard, guys. He got us really bad.
I know. He posted goat cheese. Oh, my God.
I'm ashamed. It was such a bad attempt. It just did nothing. Because usually, like, remember Acheris when he spanned the forums? Just every page was full of gore and just, oh, God. And then fucking BDX, his thing is he posts Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles jerking off on a pizza.
Ugh.
And Goatsy.
In my day, when we got trolled, God damn it, they made fun of us at the core. They called us Sockland.
Oh shit!
Missing the obvious joke of Cockland, but they did it on purpose.
Because they were like 7-year-old. Hey, I'm gonna call him a sock. He's gonna feel that one.
The forum raids back in like 06, 07 of the Roblox people. That was all they did.
Like, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't like post gore. They would just be like, "Blockland sucks."
Yeah, like
exclamation 7,000 times.
There was a lot of Goatsy.
Okay.
What is that?
But I'm just saying, like, my point about this... Yeah, back in 1847.
Yeah, they didn't have internet back then.
No.
Or they used to play it in crop circles. They would just get bricks.
They had the pigeon mail. It was carrier pigeons that would...
I'm so bad spot the thing.
Little scrolls written on their legs that have little emojis on them. And it's like, ah-ha-ha, got you good, Ebediah, you fucker.
Oh, Jepson, you
silly
twat. You
rapscallion, you, and I'm going to go play some stickers.
Okay, we're getting off track here, guys. Let's talk about fucking BDX. He did a terrible job doing a forum raid. Just very bad. My point was about trolls, and I've been thinking about this recently, about a good Blockland troll, an effective Blockland
troll. And how-to guide by Camel. Troll.
How to guide. You have to fucking follow the rules if you want to be a good troll. I know that sounds crazy. If you remember IUV was a Blocklander back then, he posted he or she, I don't know what the fuck, 678 times. And literally every single one of those posts, save for like 10 of them, was just trolled. Just, attacking everyone for no reason. But he fucking followed the rules, and that's why he was such an effective troll. He's so effective, I still don't like the guy. BDX comes in, and he only gets us for about, like, 3 hours. That's not a good attempt. Like, that's like fucking... That's like going to someone's, like, party. Right? Imagine you go to a party, and you bust in the door, and you say, I'm gonna kill you all, and then you start stabbing yourself. Like, this is pretty bad, right? You're like, no, you're stabbing yourself. You know,
you've got blood all over the place. He's like, guys, am I effective yet?
Yeah, he was injecting people with, like, diseases, and then at the end, everyone's just like, oh, no, and he's like, then he fucking, he unfortunately trips in his own, you know, needle. But, yeah, it just doesn't work that way. I really think, I think Bad Spot's comic about the anger thing, you ever see that one, where it's, like, the guy talking on the keyboard, like, I'm so angry right now.
Oh, yeah, like,
what's actually happening
what
is
the fuck is wrong with these people, or whatever.
It really is true. There are very few times I've been mad on Blockland. But here's one funny thing about Blockland. You want to know how to troll people? Type an 8-point font. Remember that shit?
Yeah. People would get so mad at
just
that.
They typed an 8-point font, and people went fucking nuts.
Or like
they
Comic
were like,
Sans or something?
Ban him. I or want this guy banned.
I remember people used to, they'd change their color. Just specifically, like one guy, he wasn't even trolling. He literally always wrote everything he wrote out in purple. I don't remember his name now, but there was a guy who literally everything he posted, even if it was just like lol, good build or whatever, you know, everything had to be in purple. And
or
everyone
like,
was like slowly losing it, like, you fucker.
Or like
wait,
whatever
who
guy.
Who could forget?
Whatever guy. He would
yeah,
sign his post.
Whatever guy. Just fucking, and people
oh,
went.
Yeah. Oh,
people
what,
hated that.
The signature. Oh. Because it was so unnecessary, because his name was right there.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, his name is whatever guy. There's no, we're not losing anything in translation, you know? Fucking, oh my god.
If you want to piss people off, that's like the number one thing to do is sign your posts and use a different font. Like, that's the...
Honestly, I feel like at some point, I'm not going to do this, but I would just make an account where I use 8-point font and I type in like orange and I always sign my things, but I say the nicest shit. Like, I really like your build. It's very positive, and I think you got talent, but do that shit and see if people still fucking hate me. Just like do magic mage levels of posting, just the nicest shit, but then just fucking 8-point.
Or do what, like Sword Card did, and just, like, it's just post in all full-width text, or, like, the kanji. Did you see his thread about the keyboard? How his keyboard was stuck on the kanji? It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was just stuck
someone,
in like this full width text.
I forgot who it was, but I think it was it Kimono? Someone would sign their post in Japanese.
Oh god.
Was that stalking? Did she do that?
No.
No.
No, because no. I remember stalking was like fap material way before she was even legal.
You know what, hey.
People worshipped her and still do.
This is a Blockland podcast. Let's talk about Blockland chicks. And not anything gross. I want to talk about this phenomenon because I've had this thought for years. Okay. It's so interesting how you don't care about women in reality, but
I don't know who you're talking to, but.
No. I meant like people go nuts over people on Blockland who are girls.
Oh.
And I'm like, I know you're a nerd, but.
Do you remember?
There's people in reality. Like, people have. It's just, you know. Ugh.
Do you remember the time that my sister broke the forums for, like, 2 days?
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, oh, you guys don't remember that. Or maybe you guys weren't there. I don't know. One day... do you remember user WRB852, Warren, my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, guy who I made Block Wars with. Well, anyway, so we're friends IRL. You know, that's how we met each other in, like, the first grade. So we were friends way before Blockland was even a thing. So one day, we're just like, wouldn't it be funny if we got my sister... an account, because I had bought her own Blockland key. Like, she played the game every once in a while.
This is coming back to me. I kind of think I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we get her to say this, like, very mundane shit. Hang on, I can probably find it. It's just like, hi, Blockland forums, I'm Swahili's sister. That was it. Like, that was the post. Yeah, here it is. I just found it. It was made in 2008. And she's like, hi, my brother's making me post this. And she's like, I'm friends with Warren's and whatever. And then... literally, this topic itself is 51 pages.
Oh my god!
And it was nothing but. And the wait, let me see. December 30th. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. The first post was made December 30th, 2008. The last post, 51 pages, was made December 30th, 2008. It got 51 posts in one day.
Oh my
what
god!
What the? Wait, read some of the best ones. Try to rifle through and
God,
find
I
some.
Guess I probably could find
Let's
some.
See.
Some of them
on like
great.
The first page. Don't go all the way into it. Just like find some good ones in the first page.
All right, let me. One of the things. Oh, you remember Otis the house cat? I don't remember if he posted.
Who
any.
Could fucking forget
oh,
Otis?
God.
Yeah, his thing was like he's like, yeah, you're pretty nice, but you're just a little too old for me. And everyone's like, oh, Otis, you
oh,
pedophile.
Otis. Does Otis want to fuck little tiny girls? Because
Otis is a
pedophile.
Well-known pedophile. Otis is absolutely outed as a pedophile. He is proud of that shit and does not care who knows it.
Honestly, I think Otis might be just another incredibly successful troll.
Yeah,
he might be. He's definitely very good at it. It is because
once again, going back to what I said, he's never really broken too many rules, and that guy is just fuck. Never react to him. Just take his stuff, like, whatever, that's him, you know?
With salt,
yeah.
As they
and not that I don't like him, but, like, you can't win in that argument, you know?
He Otis the House Cat reminds me a lot of, like, a Bizjack kind of character.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy who you're like, he's the guy who always says that. He's like the old grandpa of the, you know, it's like, oh, he can't help it. That's just how his
Bizjack
brain
really is. He is a good old grandpa. But, like, yeah, you know, he says some stuff. We kind of were talking about Bizjack. I don't think did it get in the podcast last week.
No,
we were saying
some
positive stuff about him.
Yeah, he does.
We
like,
said some. We honestly said he's smart on like stuff like numbers wise, but he
yeah.
says some shit that I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, he knows about like stocks and stuff and like metals and all like business. He's really good with business, but when it comes to everything
yeah.
else, he's like fucking. He is like an old grandpa that people just kind of ignore. They're like they just kind of laugh
Hold
it
on,
off,
wait.
Like, oh, Bizjack. BabSpot once said, social experiment tends to be code for being a huge faggot on the internet. And this still rings true to today.
Oh, hello. Going right for the juggler.
Yeah. So CCA's buddies, back in May 2013, apparently started a little social project where there are two fictional organizations called Conclave and Sigma. CCA joined after they had already created it, and he played the recruiter for both of them. Basically, their goals were to get administrative controls on servers. If they would see someone who was admin on a lot of servers, they would try to recruit that person. The goal was to get everybody into Conclave, but first they would go into Sigma, get emotionally attached, and then just be dismissed harshly, so that they would be upset, and then look to join Conclave. They didn't really think it through all the way because they didn't know what to do after that. He admitted we didn't know what to do just after joining Conclave. So the project died about a year ago because people either left for moral issues or just got bored. But this one guy called Rex got really obsessed with it and has been like studying it, like both organizations, and he messaged this guy named Rage Quit, and that's where we got the drama. This long Steam log about him going on about the secret organization. So
yeah, it was very. It was like a movie or something.
Yeah. Long story short,
it's very like.
Long story short, CCA and his buddies were being huge faggots on the internet.
My point was about it is like. Because I don't get what was he trying to prove, that people will willingly do bad if they are begrudged for the good people? Like, it seems very much like he's just saying, we did a social experiment. My point was, he sounds like he's being manipulative. And I don't want to, you could say whatever you want about CCA, but like, social experiment, like what are you going to fucking write
yeah.
a thesis about this? Like what?
And the thing
you know?
Is.
I want him to do that. Like legitimately. I know this sounds really stupid because obviously this is a video game about virtual Legos, but sincerely, like hearing this story, like I don't really follow the drama board, so I wasn't aware of this. But following, like as you were talking, I was Googling all of these stuff, looking at all of this right now just before me. This is like one of those like I just picture him sitting there with a little tinfoil hat on his head, going, "Oh my god." I figured it out. I've got it. I've got the big secret, and I've
cracked the code.
Yeah.
Well,
shit like this, I know it's stupid, but I think it's hilariously cool, and I'd love to hear more about it.
Well, my problem is that when it comes to experiments, the people involved in the experiment should always be informed and should always consent before going in the experiment. Morally, it's just morally wrong. You can't do that.
It seems less like a social experiment or more like you guys are just fucking around.
Well, he even admitted in the thread it was more of like a what if, and then they just kind of went with it, which is why they didn't really think it through.
One of the social experiments, if I ever did a social experiment, one would I love to do is I would love to make a new account and make a thread. Make a topic. And then a month later, make that exact same topic and see, like, on my normal account and see how the posts differ. Because I really do think if you've been here long enough and people kind of like, I'm not going to say fuck people respect me, but like people know who I am, they treat you differently and let you get away with shit. Like, I did a rap battle a while ago.
God.
It was a travesty.
Why?
It was. I was like, "Yeah, I'm rapping." And it was terrible. If a noob had made that, he would have got fucking crucified. But everyone's like, "Oh, Camel, you're a riot." And I'm like, "Thank you. I didn't know Miss." Okay, that's a lie. I didn't know Miss was recording. not about to be like, I didn't know he was recording. It's like candid camera. No, not about to be.
Hey, you're on candid camera. This is your host, Miss. Look
tonight
at this guy.
He's camera.
Tonight on Canon Camera, this jackass is gonna do a fucking rap.
Hi everybody, it's Ash and Kusha here. You just got punked. What?
Yeah. No, you just got Blockland punked. Hey,
Blockland punked. Whoa! He has sunk that low that he has to do Blockland punked.
Yeah, Ash and Kusha. After fucking Jobs, he needs something.
I like Jobs though. It was
you saw Jobs?
It was a good show.
I saw it on Netflix. It was a good show.
it was amazing.
what you're saying actually reminds me a lot of the original the ID Blockland ID like discrimination. Do you remember back? I don't know. What are your guys' IDs? Like, just curious.
I'm 4K. I'm 4119.
I'm 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm the original. I'm the 1K. I'm the original. Right after the three digits, we're the digits. We were the first, as they call us. We were the first, like the baby noobs. And the reason is because obviously, if you had a three digit, that means you were pretty much there from the beginning. And if you had a four digit, like the 1000s, which I had, then that means you were kind of there when it right after Blockland was featured on the Testers or whatever that fucking G4 show used to be. Screensavers, thank you. Well, anyway, so right after it went retail, and then like if you were that, you were that. But then for some reason, for like about 4,000 or so IDs, nobody really seemed to care when you joined if you were 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. But then for some reason, the 5,000 waited.
Oh, yeah, 5,000. Something
happened.
Everyone
fucking hated the 5,000 IDs. They hated them with a drastic disdain for them. And they didn't do anything wrong.
That happened with the 10K IDs, too, didn't they? Didn't that?
It's funny, yeah. Oh, yeah. It just goes in waves. Fucking when I was a 4K, I hated the 5Ks, and then the 5Ks hated the 6Ks, and then everyone hated the 10Ks, and then everyone hated the 20Ks and the 30Ks. Yeah. We have 100Ks now. Like, holy shit! I bet people give them so much. Like,
you couldn't even pronounce
ridiculous.
That many Ks.
And it does.
Oh, you clever bastard.
It feels really weird though joining servers like today and like looking at the player list and it's like all of these IDs that are just in like five digits, four digits, you know, and I'm just down here like I'm a 1000. Hey guys, I'm really old. I'm embarrassed by being here.
Here's one thing though I do say, and I know this is a little controversial, but if you have a lower ID, statistically, you're probably a more mature person because you got the game earlier. Like, I know, obviously, it doesn't make any sense because a 40-year-old could have bought Blockland yesterday, and a 5-year-old could have bought Blockland in V002, and now they'd only be like, what, like, you know, 15 years old. But usually, when I meet people who are lower IDs, they're usually more mature because they've had the game longer. And I know that's. I'm not for ID discrimination, but I can get that. However, when you ban someone for being a 10K ID back in the day, like, okay, whatever.
Well, Marble Man got banned for that, didn't he? He had like an auto banner if for everyone above a certain ID, like about a year ago.
Oh yeah, you can do it all the time.
Fuck yeah, yeah. You got to keep all. You got to keep the cream of the crop with Marble Man, just a paragon of virtue.
I honestly haven't joined a server in a very long time that I have actually truly been like, wow, you know, this reminds me of why I bought this game. Like, it's been a while since I've played Blockland to truly and, like, truly feel that feeling of oh, I'm creating. Like, oh, I'm building things. Like, not just get all, like, preachy and, like, oh my god. It was a good show! Like, but seriously, like, I don't
remember
know.
V9? It was a good version.
It was a good version!
We didn't need any physics or events.
We didn't need fucking shaders.
My day, when we wanted to drive, or when we wanted to open a door, damn it, you had to fucking... You deleted the door and walked in and built it again, and we liked it.
Back in my day, if you wanted to fucking ski, you didn't have to make a fucking mod turd build. You just had to go to the slabs.
Oh, the slabs. Fuck the
I miss the slopes.
I hated the way that would, like, skiing down them was terrible.
Why? It was fun.
I was gonna say you were saying about servers. I noticed I don't have that feeling now of like this is an old style server, but I have servers that I go to and I really enjoy. Like, I'm gonna admit, I had fun at Glass's Trench Warfare server, not because of Glass's server, but because I was in a Skype chat with people and we were like, okay, cover me, I'm gonna shoot him, and I felt fun. But
I felt
it just.
I felt fun.
But guys, nothing will ever top Jorger's dogfight. Oh, I miss it so much. It was such a good server. Fucking Lalan would always kill everyone because he was so good at dogfighting. God damn it, Lalan. And then I tried to learn how to dogfight, and I couldn't learn, and he made fun of me, and then he shot me with a rocket launcher. And I said, Lalan, you truly are a clever man.
It rhymes.
Fuck you. Anyway, I thought of a good stand-up joke, guys. Let me hit you with this, okay? Like, stand-up, it's like, yeah, I don't like the word colloquial. It's too hard. I wish there was a colloquial term for the word colloquial.
That's redundant.
Maybe something like this.
That's beautiful. That, don't cut that.
I think the build of the week should be the dam. Because it's a damn fine
damn.
Build.
Damn.
Oh, damn. I see it. Damn!
Yeah.
Damn. That's a nice-ass build.
Damn is okay. Colorful alleyways can go home.
I much prefer.
Where?
Wait, colorful
alleyways? Just go home.
Just like one.
Just go home.
Go home, colorful alleyways. Go home, buddy. I work alone.
Wait,
I like what user Leet Zero has to say about the dam. He says, and I quote, "I really like those because they are vivid in color compared to a realistic build style, and I think it suits Blockland very well. Nice work." I agree with him because he's right. It's very colorful. It has reds and greens and some yellow in there, and I really think that it's just So build of the week goes to the dam. And colorful alleyways for being colorful. There you go. Cut print. That's your show.
Cut print.
There you
perfect.
Go.
I also liked Crispy's Blockland Turmoil remake, because the original Blockland Turmoil, I'll be honest, looked like crap, but this one actually looks really good. Like he spent like there's a lot of good detail. Like the terrain looks much better. I mean. He added a lot to it.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It looks like a really, kind of fits that aesthetic. I like that. The moment you've been waiting for, it's Blockland Quote of the Week. We've got the runner-up this week, post by Cargon in the topic, Help Me Please, replying to a man named Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed says, "See how much easier Macs are? There is a simple way, but IDK, try restarting it. That doesn't work. I'm sure there is a tutorial somewhere." And then Cargon rebutes him, saying,
"Yeah, I had a Mac, and I prefer computers."
So, I know we had Quote of the Week last time was Furling. But we weren't going to do a Furling quote, but then yesterday
it's just too good
BDX just too decided good. To spam the forums and he posted in suggestions and requests looking for a sex with your teachers at school mod. And and Furling
the popular to the rape mod.
Yeah.
That exists, by the way.
I know. That's what I meant.
Electric helped make it.
No, I made it all by myself.
Did you?
Yes, all by myself.
He did make the rape mod. Okay, go to the quote.
I left a legacy. Let's just say that.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Fucking...
So Furling's response to this was, nope, do not this front of kids.
What?
I imagine Furling's like a computer. Friends like a computer just going, nope, does not compute, does not compute.
Nope, do not do that in front of kids.
Do not in front of kids.
Do not this front of
the
kids.
The kids who hang out in suggestions and requests. You know, those children.
Do not in front of kid. He's like,
I know we're going back to BDX, but did he fucking troll the suggestions and requests page?
Yes, he
like,
did. Yes.
That's like, hey, I'm gonna do some public urination on a urinal. Like, okay, that's not gonna affect anyone.
No, that's public urination on like literally a river of urine. It's like,
just going. It's like going into the sewers and being like, take this, America. I poisoned your sewers with my pee.
I poisoned your sewers.
That comes from me willing.
I poisoned the sewers.
That's his math. No, okay. What if there's like a villain in like some like comic book, and his grand scheme is to poison the sewers. That's how. That's like what that like Batman.
You can't stop me, Spider-Man. Before I poison all of the sewers.
Hang on. I want to do it in Skeletor's voice. You can't,
He-Man.
Try to stop me now as I poison the sewers.
And He-Man's like. Okay.
No, yeah, Skeletor! You will not poison this! I
you
will.
You a good fucking Skeletor.
Yes!
Will you please Skeletor out the podcast? Just say that was episode 2 and then
say
the evil Skeletor.
You
things.
Are listening to.
And that was episode 2 of the blog. Wait, what's it called? I forget.
Wait, say it again. That's how it's gonna end.
Best guest yet!